Hi, Josh.
How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So, tell me what you've been up to since I guess Jane's got back together in 2003 for an album that didn't hit huge but got critical acclaim. What have you been doing sort of since 2003?
Writing Satellite Party. I've actually been working on that for 3.5 years. It'll be coming up on 4 years. But it's coming out May 28th, finally.
And how did you go about, there's a lot of guests on the album, people from Chili Peppers, Peter Hook, and John Frusciante and Flea from Chili Peppers, and one of the guys from ZZ Top. How did you go about recruiting
ZZ Top? That's a person I didn't know was on the record. Josh says ZZ Top is on my new record.
Isn't... I read somewhere that one of the guitar guys from ZZ Top was on there. Am I totally mistaken?
The list keeps growing.
it's this phenomenon.
Let's get him on the next record.
There you go. Okay.
What's the guy's name again?
One of the...
Billy Gibbons.
Yeah, one of those dudes.
All right, I'm going to call Billy Gibbons.
All right. So
you know what? You're a prophet. What if I get him on the next record?
I think you should.
I'll have to thank you. I'm going to have to say Josh told me to do it.
I'll get the album credit.
The Prophet Joshua.
Okay. Tell me how you went about getting the guests for the record, though.
Well, it was a natural thing. They're all friends. They just kind of invited me to write tracks with them. I know Billy Gibbons, too. You know, I can call him.
There you go. He's on your speed dial.
Yeah.
What about, now, as far as people, I mean, obviously, you got a pretty good bunch of people on there. Were there any musicians who you tried to get or just for scheduling reasons didn't work out for them?
No, it was not like that. I didn't have a record label. I only had some pals and a garage. And so they would come to my garage and or send me tracks from England or show up in Venice on some kind of a DJ tear. And we would get together like that. Or I'd find them in the water surfing like Flea. They were floating and bobbing. And so that's seriously how it was. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but it's actually how it happened.
How long did the actual production part of the album take?
For the first year, I was just programming. And then I would get people's tracks and, you know, sing to the tracks and get ideas for vocals. But it was basically vocals and programs and beats and loops. And then from there, I began to add a live group, meaning like a rock group, real drummer, real guitar, real bass. Well, we kind of had real bass going, but then additional programs, and then I started to add voices, more and more voices, female voices, and then I put a 30-piece orchestra on top of that. So it's kind of cut like a diamond, set in a beautiful setting.
You're taking a tour of Europe. I'm just wondering how the live show will differ from the album. Obviously, not all the musicians involved will be able to pack up and head on a tour with the band.
Exactly, but, you know, the fun of the Satellite Party isn't just, like, guest appearances. There's so many facets to the Satellite Party. You know, we're putting events together ourselves as well as playing festivals and clubs, but we'll be planning events, and we hope to be circling the globe for a good 10 years. Some of these parties are going to be, they're going to be beautifying and enhancing cities and communities. As far as the show, though, the music itself, I've got young, very great young players that I'm putting in, guys and girls, and the sound is going to be very good on stage. I have a drummer who plays live, but we're going to be using drum triggers, so we can have that layer, that drum layered sound that we have on the record, and we have programs, but it's not set to grid. It's played live, and again we have females on stage as well as males. We all sing, so we have powerful choruses. And our show, our live show, is just getting going now. We're going to be working now with a lighting director, getting things ready for our European show and Lollapalooza that comes in August, beginning of August, 4th, 5th, and 6th. But for the next month, starting in June, we're going to be doing a European tour that will take us through Europe for a month.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to X92.9 on the phone with us, Perry Farrell. going to play one of the songs from Satellite Party, and we'll come back and chat a bit about Lollapalooza.
Okay, which song is that?
We'll play the single.
Okay, that's Wish Upon a Dog Star. If you wish upon a dog star, your eyes will be shiny and bright.